here at New Valencia Hall in the Tenderloin with Tony Mendocino from the Freedom Socialist Party. You're doing media for the presidential campaign, Stephen Durham and Cristina Lopez. I want to talk to you about some shenanigans at the state level. What is her title? Deborah Bowen, what's that?
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, another liberal progressive quickly gone wrong. We're fortunate in this state that socialist candidates can get on the ballot through the Peace and Freedom Party, and candidates do it every election, but Deborah Bowen didn't want these candidates on the ballot. Talk about what happened and then what had to be done to remedy the situation.
Basically, for the first time, I think, since 1968, it's really unprecedented in Peace and Freedom Party's history that a Secretary of State basically tried to block two of the four candidates, qualified candidates, who were put forward by the Peace and Freedom Party as the presidential candidates that Peace and Freedom Party wanted its voters to select from in the June primary. And Secretary of State in California, Deborah Bowen, who ran on a platform, as you mentioned, her platform campaign slogan was "Democracy for All, right here in America." Well, unfortunately, not if you're trying to represent the needs of the working class and the 99%. She did, in February, decline to put Stephen Durham and Peta Lindsay on the ballot, and we had to mobilize nationwide pressure campaign and a public exposure of her shenanigans, as you put it, in order to try and fight back. The reason this is really a problem, if I can just explain, is because if a Democrat, in this case, official of a state, starts interfering with other parties' choices for who they can vote for, the precedent is quite frightening. I mean, she basically picked two people, and it wasn't until we threatened a federal lawsuit, violation of our civil rights as the Freedom Socialist Party, and a press conference and hundreds of petition signatures flooded her office. It wasn't until that happened in the night before the press conference that she decided to add Stephen to the ballot. But Peta Lindsay is still being blocked. There is a factor with Peta's situation in that she is under age 35, which is not really still any reason for Deborah Bowen to block her. You have to be 35 to take office as the President of the United States, and according to the U.S. Constitution. But you do not have to be 35 to run for office. And
yeah. She's the Party for Socialism and Liberation, is that right?
You
hadn't stated her party affiliation.
Yes, I should have. Yes, she's running with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Okay, continue.
And she, Peta, is also now having to file a lawsuit, her party, and we're supporting, of course, her right to be on the ballot. The Peace and Freedom Party did a great job of working with us as the Freedom Socialist Party to help fight back against Bowen's bungle. The other thing that's kind of frightening is Deborah Bowen's office. They basically misapplied election laws erroneously, mixing and matching from different third parties. And the election laws are very clear about Peace and Freedom Party. As an example, she said that Stephen shouldn't be on the ballot because he didn't file with the Federal Elections Commission. Well, for one thing, we proved he actually did file with the Federal Elections Commission, but that's not a requirement for Peace and Freedom Party candidates. So she basically, you know, again, I think is part of a national attempt to deny people voting rights that we're seeing across the country. Deborah Bowen is not alone. There's other examples in California. But the basic problem is ballot access is being restricted by laws that are preventing mostly poor immigrant people who are not always able, you know, are ready to have a voice at the ballot box. They're the ones that are being silenced, not the twin parties of the Democrats and Republicans, the big business parties.
So do you think this is not so much Bowen herself, but just kind of business as usual in what they're doing with elections, one thing or another thing to just hone it into one Democrat against one Republican?
I do think that it is a... I think it's quite fascinating that these voter access laws are being passed. There's examples from voter ID laws to having to also show birth certificates and even proof that you have a place to live, things that, you know, are basically harkening back to Jim Crow era restrictions. The fact is that the twin parties, as I said, of the Republicans and Democrats, I think they're afraid of the more militant upsurge that's happened in the United States from the Occupy movement, from people demanding jobs and against foreclosures, that they're trying to actually make, you know, the idea of other people exposing this and talking about it, they really do want to steer everyone into, in this case, probably the Democratic Party. But to me, it shows, you know, in California, we have one of the highest unemployment rates, one of the most homes underwater rates in the entire country, meaning the mortgages are basically worthless, high school dropout rates. It's no wonder that voices of radical politics, like in this case Stephen Durham and the Peace and Freedom Party platform, those are the voices that are being cut, and we have to fight at every step of the way to, you know, to say we demand a voice, even though we at the same time are showing that the system is really not in favor of working class voices and issues being heard. It's a very interesting situation. Who is listened to in the 2012 elections, and why the Democrats, I think, feel threatened by the more radical anti-capitalist ideas that are coming out of the Peace and Freedom Party.
Okay, great. Good work fighting that, and keep up the campaign.
Great. Thank you so much.